And away we go here on a Getaway Friday. We are on the air. Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you, hour number three here this morning for me. And we are going to do some trivia this hour and also keep up with our great pizza challenge. We're doing this democratically. We are voting for the best pizza in Marion County and really kind of a range, 20 to 30 minutes of Marion County. Now, here is the vote as we have it right now in the pizza category. We have one vote for Donato's, one vote for the Dugout in Caledonia, or no, two votes for the Dugout in Caledonia, two votes for Baker's in Bucyrus, one vote for Domino's, one vote for Tubby's, one vote for Payne's, one vote for the JC's Pizza in LaRue, and one vote for Little Caesars. Now, if you want to tell us your favorite pizza, again, here in Marion or within 20 to 30 minutes of Marion, where people could go pick up the pizza, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So again, right now, one for Donato's, two for the Dugout, two for Baker's, one for Domino's, and I believe here comes another vote down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, I'd like to play a couple plugs, too, for a couple pizza places.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, they weren't here for very long. They were Papa Murphy's Take and Bake. Man, that was some of the best pizza I think I've ever had.
I remember, weren't they out by Kohl's?
Yeah, they were. They were out there in that little strip mall there.
You know, it was a funny thing. I remember them being there, and I remember everybody talking about them, and then I finally was going to go try it, and they were out of business.
Yeah, I mean, I usually went in there and bought, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 of their Big Master Deluxe pizzas, bring them home, and you know, I'd fat and sassy for a while.
I bet so. That'll do it to you.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the other one's Domini's Pizza. I believe it was over in Richwood, but it was good.
You know, Domini's, I do remember that, and I wasn't there one in Richwood there for a while too called Bert and Ernie's?
Could be. I imagine so. They've had so many over in that area there.
Now, do you have a current favorite pizza place?
Right now, you know, the best pizza I have is my little Red Baron here at the house.
Oh, really? The Red Baron at the home-cooked pizza?
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you would be forced to go out and get a pizza somewhere, where would you go?
Oh, I'll tell you. It's a toss-up. I don't know if you... anybody's mentioned them. That's either Caravelli's. I believe it's up here on Main Street.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Or, and I got to put it in, Little Caesars. My goodness.
We had a vote for Little Caesars this morning. Now, it's the cheapest pizza in town, but why do you think it's the best?
I mean, it's well cooked, and like the other caller was saying, it to me, it's just great, especially if you get the stuffed crust one. Oh my God, you're like in heaven.
little, all right. So we'll put one down here for Little Caesars, and it's our first one for Carnivelli's over on Main Street.
Yeah, they're pretty good there. I mean, they're real smooth like Domino's. Or I mean, not Domino's, but Donato's is. And it goes down real smooth, and you're not running for the water faucet.
I know exactly what you're saying. Sounds good. Hey, thanks for the votes.
Hey, no problem, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
All right. Well, the votes continue to come in here. You know, Carnivelli's is kind of a hidden secret. I don't hear a whole lot of people mention Carnivelli's, but it is good pizza, and it's over here on Main Street. It's where Long John Silver's used to be on Main Street, right there across from McDonald's. So... So here's where it stands now. We've got one for Carnivelli's, one for Donato's, two for the Dugout in Caledonia, two for Baker's in Bucyrus, one for Domino's, one for Tubby's, one for Payne's, two for Little Caesars, which I think is the big surprise that Little Caesars is getting this many votes, because there's a lot of knocks on Little Caesars out there. But hey, two votes for Little Caesars and one for the JCs in LaRue. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz and we will put you on the air. What is your favorite pizza place? And again, in Marion or within 20 to 30 miles, we can go pizza-wise. But right now, we have a three-way tie for first place. Little Caesars, Baker's, and the Dugout, and then all receiving one vote. Carnivelli's, Donato's, Domino's, Payne's, Tubby's, and the JC's in LaRue. So that is the current score. What's your favorite pizza? 740-383-9944. Now, as I said, we're also going to do trivia over the next 2 hours, because I was fascinated last week by the removal of all these products, Aunt Jemima and Cream of Wheat, and or the spokespeople, I guess, Mrs. Butterworth and Uncle Ben. So I figure we need to know the history on these things. So I have done the history, and we have 14 questions here about these products. Let's see how smart our listening audience is this morning as we start here 23 minutes past the hour. Trivia in regard to these products. Now, here are some questions. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know that? Where did the name Aunt Jemima actually come from? Because as we've talked before, Aunt Jemima was not a real person. So, where did that name come from? That's question number one. Number two, what year was Aunt Jemima invented? How long has that character been around? What year was Aunt Jemima invented? And then here, I'll give you another one, because I think this is interesting, because Aunt Jemima is a character. Who portrayed the first Aunt Jemima? There was a character. Go ahead, caller.
1889.
So Aunt Jemima, the character, has been around, oh gosh, for well over, 200? Well, over 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
100 years. But, you know, I don't think it was always on the syrup. I think that that character came, well, we don't have the answer for where the character came from, but it wasn't always a syrup character, which is kind of an
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Because I saw it too on here that Nancy Green was the original Aunt Jemima.
That's true. Yep. So Nancy Green from Chicago.
Okay.
That knocks that out of the way. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So we've got two Aunt Jemima questions knocked out of the way. What year was Aunt Jemima invented? Which, again, was not originally a pancake character. 1889. And who portrayed the first Aunt Jemima? It was a lady named Nancy Green from Chicago, Illinois. Nancy Green from Chicago, Illinois. So we've got Nancy Green from Chicago, Illinois, 1889. Now, the question we don't have answered, where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? We should know that as we're getting ready to abolish it. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Now, here's another one. I'll throw two more questions in here since we've got two answered correctly. Why did Nancy Green stop playing Aunt Jemima in 1923? She stopped for a reason. There was a particular reason. Why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? Does anybody know why? And then here's another one. Most people think of Aunt Jemima brand as a syrup, but it actually was not introduced as a syrup until what year? It was originally just the pancake mix. So what year did Aunt Jemima actually become a syrup? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the questions on the table right now, and they all have to do with the Aunt Jemima character. Here we go. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know where that name came from? Why did Nancy Green, who was the first Aunt Jemima, stop portraying the character in 1923? There was a reason that she stopped portraying that particular character. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think Jemima came from Hebrew. It means dove.
The name does, but there actually was a reason the character was created.
Okay.
The character Aunt Jemima. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. You're welcome.
All right, the question is, where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? That character. Because, again, Aunt Jemima is not a real person. Never was a real person. It was a character that was portrayed for a time by a lady named Nancy Green from Chicago, Illinois. But where did the character come from that has been used on the pancake mix and the syrup all these years? Where did the character Aunt Jemima come from? Why did Nancy Green, the first actress who portrayed Aunt Jemima, stop doing that in 1923? Does anybody know why she stopped portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? Most people think Aunt Jemima is a syrup, but actually, it was a pancake mix first. When was Aunt Jemima introduced as a syrup? What year was Aunt Jemima introduced as a syrup? So those are the questions, 740-383-9944. What year was Aunt Jemima introduced as a syrup? Why did Nancy Green stop playing Aunt Jemima in 1923? There was a reason. And where did the character of Aunt Jemima come from? 740-383-9944. Or what is your favorite pizza place here in Marion or within 20 to 30 minutes of Marion? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions on the table. 29 minutes past the hour as we head to the bottom of the hour here. We're going to take a minute break at the bottom of the hour, then come right back. Again, we want to know what your favorite pizza place is in Marion or around the Marion area, or where did the Aunt Jemima character come from? Why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? And what year was Aunt Jemima introduced as a syrup? It was a pancake mix for a long time. When did it become a syrup? 740-383-9944. Back in 1 minute. Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marion residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you here Friday, Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. We have some trivia questions on the table here. Where did the Aunt Jemima character come from? Does anybody know this? Where did the Aunt Jemima character come from? It was always a character. It was never a real person, but where did it come from? How was that character developed? Nancy Green, who was the first Aunt Jemima, stopped playing the character in 1923. There was a particular reason. Why did Nancy Green stop playing the character of Aunt Jemima in 1923? Most people think of Aunt Jemima as a syrup, but it actually was a pancake mix first. What year was Aunt Jemima introduced as a syrup? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Those questions are on the table. What year was Aunt Jemima introduced as a syrup? What year did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima? Or what was the reason in 1923 that Nancy Green stopped portraying Aunt Jemima? Where did the character of Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know that particular question? Go ahead, caller.
Was Aunt Jemima a 1966 syrup?
Yes, Aunt Jemima became a syrup in 1966. You have it right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Aunt Jemima became a syrup in 1966. Prior to that, it was just a pancake mix, but everybody thinks of it as a syrup now. 1966, not all that long ago. All right, question still on the table. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Again, it was never a real person. It was a character, but where did it come from? Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Nancy Green was the first person to play the character of Aunt Jemima, but she stopped playing the character in 1923 for a specific reason. Why did Nancy Green stop playing the character of Aunt Jemima in 1923? Does anybody know why? And that's kind of the end of our Aunt Jemima trivia, but now we're going to get to Uncle Ben, which I'll throw in a question about Uncle Ben here momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Was it because of her age?
No, not because of her age.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Not because of her age. The question is, why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? She was an actress who portrayed Aunt... Well, I don't even know if she was an actress. She was a person who portrayed Aunt Jemima, but she stopped doing it in 1923 for a particular reason. Why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? And the other question, where did the character of Aunt Jemima come from? We still don't have that one answered. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we've gotten through the Aunt Jemima trivia here, so let's move on to Uncle Ben. Okay? Let's see if you know this one. This is a year question as well. What year was Uncle Ben introduced? Does anybody know that? What year was Uncle Ben introduced? 35 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Questions are, what year was Uncle Ben introduced? Why did Nancy Green, the person who was portraying Aunt Jemima, stop doing that in 1923? There was a particular reason. And where did the character of Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know where the character of Aunt Jemima actually originated? Now, isn't it interesting? We have all this fallout over Aunt Jemima, and yet we don't even know where she came from. She was a character. Where did she come from? 740-383-9944. Questions on the table. Let's see if we got an answer coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it was Uncle Ben's in 1943.
1943, you've got it right. Thank you.
Okay.
Uncle Ben was created in 1943. So not all that long ago. Uncle Ben has not been around for a whole long time. Uncle Ben was created in 1943. All right. We have another Uncle Ben question here. Who is the picture of Uncle Ben based on? Now, that's an interesting one. There's been a lot of question of this in the last few days. Because we're trying to, you know, we understand why Aunt Jemima might be offensive, but a lot of people have wondered why Uncle Ben is offensive. Well, does anybody know who the picture of Uncle Ben is based on? That's the question. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Why did Nancy Green, the first person to portray Aunt Jemima, stop doing that in 1923? There was a specific reason. And who is the picture of Uncle Ben based on? Uncle Ben on the rice box, who is that picture based on? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 37 minutes past the hour, and we're still taking our votes for the best pizza place in Marion or around the Marion area. As it stands right now, we have a vote for Carnivelli's, a vote for Donato's, a vote, two votes for the Dugout in Caledonia, two votes for Baker's in Bucyrus, one vote for Domino's, one vote for Tubby's, one vote for Payne's, and two votes for Little Caesars. What is your favorite pizza place in Marion or any of the surrounding areas? Does anybody have a vote? Right now, it's a three-way tie for first with the Dugout in Caledonia, Baker's in Bucyrus, and Little Caesars here in Marion. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
What do you want, the name of the person on Uncle Ben's?
Yeah, and kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I have Frank Brown.
Now, do you know who Frank Brown was?
He was a farmer.
Frank Brown was not a farmer. Now, the character, there was a farmer who was named Uncle Ben, and that's why they called it Uncle Ben's, okay. But Frank Brown was not a farmer.
Okay.
Yeah. So
all right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, I got half of it right.
You got half of it right. That's right. Thank you. So we're working on the other half here. The question is, who is the picture of Uncle Ben based on? Now, I'll tell you this, because this is not a trivia question, but the name Uncle Ben did come from a farmer. There was a farmer who grew a lot of things. I believe it was in Texas. And his name was Uncle Ben. And he was just good at growing things. So that's where the name Uncle Ben's came from, because they named their product after this farmer who had done very well farming things in Texas. But Frank Brown is actually who the picture on the box is based on. But Frank Brown was not a farmer. The guy you see on the box is not Uncle Ben the farmer. So the question is, the guy on the box, the picture, Uncle Ben, who is that based on? It is Frank Brown, but what did Frank Brown do? Not a farmer. Does anybody know what Frank Brown did? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why did Nancy Green, the first person to portray Aunt Jemima, stop doing that in 1923? Very specific reason that Nancy Green stopped portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923. Does anybody know why that was? Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know where the name Aunt Jemima came from? 41 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. So what we're looking for here, who is the picture of Uncle Ben based on? Frank Brown, but what did he do? Where did that character come from? And then I'll give you another question here. What year was Mrs. Butterworth introduced? Now we're on to Mrs. Butterworth. What year was Mrs. Butterworth introduced? 740-383-9944. How long has Mrs. Butterworth been with us? So now we've got technically four questions going here. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from, the character Aunt Jemima? Okay, maybe this is a correct answer coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think it's 1961.
1961. You've got it right. Mrs. Butterworth has been around since the 60s. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, we now have Mrs. Butterworth being founded in 1961. So that question is out of the way. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know that? We still don't have that. That must be a tough one. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Why did Nancy Green, the first person to portray Aunt Jemima, stop doing that in 1923? There's a very specific reason. Why did she stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? Who is the picture of Uncle Ben on the Uncle Ben box based on? Does anybody know this? Who is the character of Uncle Ben on the Uncle Ben rice box based on? 740-383-9944. Now, here's another question that has to do with a year for you. What year did Mrs. Butterworth become a plastic bottle? You know, we're all so into Mrs. Butterworth because the bottle looks like a character. We don't know where that character came from. But what year did Mrs. Butterworth become a plastic bottle? Up until then, she was glass. So the question is, what year did Mrs. Butterworth become a plastic bottle? 740-383-9944. So questions on the table for right now. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? There's a very specific reason for that. Who is the character, the picture, who is the picture of Uncle Ben based upon? And what year did Mrs. Butterworth become a plastic bottle? Go ahead, caller.
Was Frank Brown a maitre d' at Chicago Restaurant?
Yes, he was. Frank Brown was actually a maitre d', which is an interesting thing because the name Uncle Ben came from the farmer down in Texas. But yet the face that we see on the box was actually a maitre d', I believe in Chicago, named Frank Brown. Now, why they chose him, I really have no idea.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so we've got that one answered. The picture on the Uncle Ben box, if anybody ever asks you, was a maitre d' named Frank Brown, which makes you wonder, is that offensive? I don't know. It's a character of a maitre d'. That's who Uncle Ben is on the box. Now, the name comes from a different place, a farmer in Texas. Okay. 740-383-9944. Still got three questions here. What year did Mrs. Butterworth become a plastic bottle? Why did Nancy Green stop playing Aunt Jemima in 1923? Very specific reason. And where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour, back in 1 minute.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, June 26, 2020. And we've got somebody on the line here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Good.
Good. How was your birthday?
Good.
Did you get out and do anything fun?
Yeah, good. I would eat.
Oh, you went out and ate.
What are you doing next Friday night?
Next Friday night? I'm not sure. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, you know, next Friday night, we've got a big event coming up, 8 to 11, here on the radio station. I don't have the details on it yet that I can divulge, but it's going to be a very big show.
Yes, so.
Yeah, would you like to be a part of it, Chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might have some open... Are you off next Friday night?
Yeah.
Well, we might have some openings on that show because I think, I'm positive that one of our co-hosts will be gone that night.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because Bailey Hunt, Bales, who's... Do you listen to the show on Friday night, Chip?
Yeah.
So, Bailey, who's on with me tonight, by the way, 8 to 10, you'll have to listen tonight, Chip. She's going to be gone, and we're having a big program next Friday night, 8 to 11, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, does somebody pick me up?
Well, yeah, you know, Chip, is this the best number, the one that came up on the caller ID to get in touch with you?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of Bailey on Friday night? You've listened to the show. How do you think she's doing?
She's doing good.
She's doing good? Now, is she better than me, Chip?
Both of you are doing good.
Both of us are doing... So you enjoy the show?
Yeah.
Now,
did you play Best Rock Baker 1PM?
You know what? I'll work on that, Chip. I'm going to... When I take the next break, I'm going to see if I can locate the Best of Ox Baker.
Okay.
Thank you, Chip.
Yes.
One of our great listeners out there, Chip. And, of course, you know Chip from working over at Kroger South out on Delaware Avenue. Chip, a great, great guy. Now, see, Bailey, you know, God love her. I love her. I love Bailey. She's great. Bales has been around for a while now. She'll be on with me tonight, 8 to 10. She thinks she's not going to be gone. Bailey, you're going to be gone next Friday night. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the sir. Plastic bottle, 1999?
Yes, Mrs. Butterworth became a plastic bottle in 1999. You have got it right.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I wonder if anybody has any of the old glass Mrs. Butterworth jars. Wouldn't that be interesting? The old glass Mrs. Butterworth jars. We'll have to look those up. All right. Away we go. Oh, man. We're having all kinds of trouble. I may get into this morning, because heavens knows all we have is time. I'm not going to get into it as all that deep, but there's a little bit of a situation brewing I'll have to discuss with you. All right, here we go. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know that? Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Why did Nancy Green, the first Aunt Jemima, stop portraying that character in 1923? Does anybody know that? We got the Mrs. Butterworth question here. 1999, she became a plastic bottle. Like so many other people, she became plastic in 99. That happened in the 90s. Okay, in 2007, Mrs. Butterworth appeared in an insurance ad for what company? Did you know that? I didn't remember that, but that's interesting. In 2007, Mrs. Butterworth appeared in an insurance ad for what company? And I'll give you one more question here. Mrs. Butterworth apparently gets around. Why were Mrs. Butterworth and Colonel Sanders once in the same commercial? Does anybody know that? Isn't that kind of fascinating? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here at the station. The questions are, where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Excuse me. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? There was a very specific reason she stopped doing that. In 2007, Mrs. Butterworth appeared in an insurance ad for what company? In 2007, Mrs. Butterworth appeared in an insurance ad for what company? Does anybody know? Why were Mrs. Butterworth and Colonel Sanders once in the same commercial? Does anybody know why Mrs. Butterworth and Colonel Sanders were once in the same commercial? Now, this is funny. I just got on my Facebook here, and I have a bottle now of Mrs. Butterworth. Now, is this bottle your actual bottle, or is this just a, it's a glass bottle, I believe, of Mrs. Butterworth. Now, is this your bottle, the person who put it up there, is this your bottle at home, or is this just a picture of Mrs. Butterworth when she was glass? Which is that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You can call in or put it on Facebook. But also, does anybody know why Mrs. Butterworth is offensive? I mean, I really don't know the answer to that. I get, you know, I think we all can kind of understand Aunt Jemima in a way, and possibly even Uncle Ben and the cream of wheat person. But what is it about Mrs. Butterworth? Did anybody ever figure that out? I mean, Mrs. Butterworth didn't come around till 61. What in the world, what is Mrs. Butterworth supposed to be? Oh, it's the person's bottle. So they are out there listening to this, right? It's their own bottle. That's very interesting. You know, those are interesting collector's items. That it's on the listener's microwave. How about that? So Mrs. Butterworth is out there right now. But why is Mrs. Butterworth offensive? That's the only one that I don't understand. And if somebody can help me understand that, I would love to hear that. Because I don't know, and I'm not trying to be ignorant on the subject. I'm just not sure about Mrs. Butterworth. I get Aunt Jemima, I get Uncle Ben, I get the cream of wheat guy, but I'm not sure about Mrs. Butterworth. Does anybody know what's wrong with Mrs. Butterworth? That's what we want to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Was Mrs. Butterworth in for Geico insurance?
Mrs. Butterworth did do a Geico insurance ad. Now, why she did, I really have no idea. But yes, Mrs. Butterworth was on with Geico. Thank you. So now we know that. What insurance company did Mrs. Butterworth do a commercial for? It was the Geico company. All right. Why were Mrs. Butterworth and Colonel Sanders in the same commercial? Does anybody know that? It happened once. Why were Mrs. Butterworth and Colonel Sanders in the same commercial? Go ahead, caller.
Well, Mrs. Butterworth syrup, Colonel Sanders or whoever, uses in his chicken and his waffles.
Yes, they were trying to sell chicken and waffles, so they got the two characters, Colonel Sanders and Mrs. Butterworth, together.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We're knocking these out of the park here this morning. Why were Mrs. Butterworth and Colonel Sanders in the same commercial? It was because they were trying to sell chicken and waffles. How about that? I've never had chicken and waffles. Okay. Questions on the table. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know that? Well, that was the number one question this morning, and we still don't have that one answered nearly an hour later. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Now, remember, it's a character. It was never a real person. So does anybody know where the name Aunt Jemima came from? Can anybody figure that out? Why did Nancy Green, the first person to portray Aunt Jemima, stop doing that in 1923? There was a very specific reason why Nancy Green stopped portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923. Why was that? And I'll give you a couple more questions here since we got a couple answered there. When did Cream of Wheat debut? Does anybody know that? What year did Cream of Wheat debut? Who is the model for the Cream of Wheat guy on the box? So here we are back to the character. Who was the model for the Cream of Wheat guy on the box? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 56 and a half minutes past the hour. Remember, we've got a whole nother hour of this. But the questions are, who was the model for the Cream of Wheat guy on the box? Go ahead, caller.
Cream of Wheat in 1893.
1893. It's been around since way back.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you. Yes, Cream of Wheat debuted in 1893. So Cream of Wheat has been around quite a while. Does anybody know who the model was for the guy on the Cream of Wheat box? There was a model. Who is the model for the guy on the Cream of Wheat box? Does anybody know that? What was the Cream of Wheat guy's character name? Now, not the person who modeled it, but what was the Cream of Wheat guy's character name? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. And then back to our two Aunt Jemima questions we cannot get answered. Why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? There was a very specific reason. Why did Nancy Green stop portraying the character of Aunt Jemima in 1923? Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know that? Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? We don't know. We want to know. That was our first question this morning. So phone lines are open for another 2 minutes here, and we got a whole another hour after the break. 740-383-9944. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Why did Nancy Green stop portraying the character of Aunt Jemima in 1923? There was a very specific reason. Who is the model for the guy on the Cream of Wheat box? Who's the model for that guy? What was the Cream of Wheat guy's character name? They used a model for the guy on the Cream of Wheat box, but the character also had a name. What was the name of the character on the Cream of Wheat box? Go ahead, caller.
Was that guy on Cream of Wheat Emery Mapes?
Not Emery Mapes, no.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Not Emery Mapes. I'm not sure who Emery Mapes was, but that is not the model for the guy on the Cream of Wheat box. Who was the model for the guy on the Cream of Wheat box? What was the Cream of Wheat guy's character name? I don't think it's this anymore, but it was at one point. Why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? Nobody knows that. Why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? And where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? It is a character. It was our first question. I'll tell you what. Think on all these. We're going to the break. News, weather. Then we'll be back in about 15 minutes. Think on those questions. We'll come back with a whole lot more here. 740-383-9944. Back in 15 minutes.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you this morning, something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier,
uh-huh.
Got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio.